Character is like a tree, and reputation is like its shadow. The shadow is what we think of it. The tree is the real thing. Abraham Lincoln. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Taking with Purpose. That was a long deep sigh. That's how I feel right now. How are you guys doing? I hope well, because I'm just hanging in there, but thankful for each day. I'm thankful because tomorrow is never promised. You know, nothing is promised, but we live to see another day, and for that, I am truly grateful. Now, moving on to our topic for the week, I'll be talking about a good character, the best passport to have. Now, during this lockdown, several people, including families, have been restricted from traveling. And this period has been an eye-opener to several things, including how countries treat their citizens. You know, we see Canadian citizens saying how good they've been treated and how they're receiving, you know, stimulus checks, unemployment benefits. And meanwhile, some other countries, like where I'm from, Nigeria, there's no such benefit. I mean, they're giving you a bag of rice, and that's what they call a benefit, which honestly cannot even feed you, talk less of a whole family, you know? And this pandemic has just shown how much we're not really ready for such things, and you know, we're never really prepared. I've also observed how various citizens from European countries are being evacuated from various parts of the world in comparison with my country. And I'm gonna use my country because despite the fact that I'm not living there right now, it will always be my country, so I'm still interested in its daily affairs. So the difference is clear by a wide margin. You know, like I said earlier, we're receiving no benefits. You know, they don't know where you are, they don't care. Honestly, I think they don't care. And you know, it's not just about how the government views its people, it's also about how other people in various parts of the world view Nigerians. It is important to note that there is a growing trend that clearly portrays the nexus between our passports and our characters. There are certain passport holders that are given automatic entry to various parts of the world, and they enjoy other privileges from other countries, while some other passport holders, like Nigerian passport holders, are often disparaged and constantly under scrutiny by various countries. You know, if an American citizen has to go to Canada, they don't need a visa. And even if you do need a visa as a permanent resident, it's like 10 years in comparison to a Nigerian citizen. First of all, it's so difficult to even get the visa, and then when you do, it's about maybe 3 years. Why the vast difference in treatment? Honestly, it's because the individual has been characterized by his or her passport. You know, nobody cares about your personal character because your country already has a reputation, and that's how you're being treated. Our passports can close and open doors for us, and our character also does the same. Character is often revealed through the choices we make, our thoughts, and our actions. Often a person in a position of power tends to presume that people hover around him or her because of love. And I think this is an erroneous presumption. If you really want to test your true character, picture yourself without money, without fame. You have absolutely nothing to offer, just your goodwill. And see how people would accept you when you have nothing. Only a person with a good character will still be endearing, even after leaving such a powerful position that attracts many people. Building a good character is a work in progress, and it is a journey that is worth taking, because a good character outlasts a person. It is enjoyed by future generations, you know, and I know I've said this before, everyone knew my grandpa as a very generous person. Like, when you hear his name and you know, I was like, oh my, he was so generous. He was such a good person. And they extend that courtesy of my grandfather's good characteristic to me. So really, your good character doesn't just end with you. When you die, your children, your great-grandchildren are going to enjoy the benefits of your character. And honestly, if you're also a bad person, very few people will give them the chance to prove their own character. They're going to judge them based on history. So you need to leave a great legacy for your successors. Now, going back to the comparison between a passport and character, Nigerians have had a long history of being judged badly by other countries. And why is that? It's because of the bad character a handful of Nigerians have exhibited in various parts of the world, and now there's a global perception about Nigerians that's not quite accurate. But guess what? We represent our country, and our character is a depiction of who we are as a nation. So just because one Nigerian has done something bad, the world tends to judge by that one person because they're not seeing that person as an individual but as a representative of the country. So it's like, oh, you're an ambassador. So basically, we're all ambassadors, and our good character needs to reflect in every area of our lives. Otherwise, we're putting other people's lives at risk, other people's future at risk. We really don't know that because we tend to be selfish and think that our actions only affect us, but honestly, it doesn't. Now, relating this to a Bible character, my favorite person who has shown what good character looks like is Joseph. Now, Joseph was a good person through and through. He had a great character. I wouldn't even say good, a great character. And even in prison, he did not change. He used his gifts of interpreting dreams even when he wasn't in a comfortable position. Not many people would do that. People tend to be like, oh, I'm in prison. Why should I be nice? Why should I be interpreting dreams? Or get me out of here, you know? But his good character ultimately led him to become the prime minister in Egypt. And when he was in a position of power, he not only forgave his betrayers, I mean his brothers, you know, who sold him in the first place and wanted him dead, but he also helped them succeed. He was consistent both in good and bad times. And honestly, we need to learn a thing or two from Joseph. I am. A lot of people have given others the right to pursue and succeed in their character assassination based on their past and present deeds, as earlier discussed. The best way to checkmate or find the truth about your character is by doing an analysis of who you say you are in comparison with what people say you are. Somewhere in between, you're going to find the truth. It's never too late to rebuild your character. You need to have genuine intentions. You must seek the truth, and you must be willing to put in the work. Even collectively as a nation, especially as a nation, our leaders must begin to practice attitudinal change. And we, when I say we, I don't just mean our leaders. I mean as a family, as a school, as a society. We need to teach it to the younger citizens, and if possible, maybe create a reward system for having a good character. And at the end of the day, we'll be able to rewrite the negative impressions of our character to become positive. Hopefully someday soon we get there. And that's a wrap, guys. Thank you for listening to another episode of Ticking with Purpose. I hope a thing or two sunk in while you were listening, and I hope you're going to learn, if you don't have a good character, you're going to learn how to build one, or at least it's somewhere in your mind that you need to build one, like I said, not only for you, but for your future generations. Don't forget to share your comments, views, and opinions on our social media platforms. our website, www.tickingwithpurpose.com, Instagram, Ticking With Purpose, Twitter, T With Purpose, Facebook, Ticking With Purpose. We're waiting and willing to hear from you as always. Have a blessed week, guys. Ciao.